Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We are glad you're joining us on this Friday. Welcome to the weekend, but don't go planning anything outside, especially Sunday when we're expecting another round of snow. AccuWeather initially said we could get 1 to 3 inches, a blanket or two, unless things shift one way or the other, but now we're hearing it could be more. That's the million-dollar question. How much, if any, will it shift, and how much will we actually see? Off we go to the Weather Center. Meteorologist Brian Thompson now to see how it's looking to this hour, Brian. A little update there, huh?
Yeah, it looks like things have been trending in a snowier direction, Larry, for us. So we talked about this yesterday. The key to this storm is not just the track of the storm, but how quickly it intensifies. And the track has certainly shifted a little closer to the coast today, which does bring the potential for some more significant snow back across much of the area. So after, again, a pretty quiet day tomorrow to start off the weekend, we'll see some snow develop Sunday. Looks like the heaviest snow will be very late Sunday into Sunday night before it tapers off early Monday. The wind is going to pick up as the storm's going to intensify pretty quickly, and that does typically mean strong winds, and that is what we're expecting in this case. Snow accumulating, again, now it looks like at least about 3 to 6 inches across much of the tri-state. The highest potential for 6 to 12 inches across much of Long Island, probably down toward parts of the Jersey Shore as well. And that's where there could be some blizzard conditions. Again, just the intensity of the storm.
Yeah,
we could see some pretty strong winds.
So, Brian, let me get this straight here. We started out a 1 to 3 inch blanket, and now this sounds like it's shaping up to be a thing for this weekend, no?
Yeah, it's something we've been watching. Again, it's just a small shift in track can mean a big difference when you're talking about a storm this intense. And we're going to continue to watch it to see if things shift a little bit more. Sometimes they can shift back out to the east a little bit, but we're going to keep an eye on it. But certainly at the moment, things are trending in a snowier direction.
Okay, Brian, thank you. Stay close, sir. Be sure to stay with 1010 Winds throughout the weekend for your updates, everybody, on the system, which could roll right on into the Monday morning commute, depending on how it goes. I would imagine this also triggers more from the OEM folks to be more on alert as they were in the first place. But now that we're hearing this updated information from AccuWeather, they're probably getting folks ready for it. We'll stay on top of it. Top of the broadcast. Meantime, the NYPD investigating two of its own after the pair allegedly did everything not by the book on an alleged DWI crash. Here's the rub. Authorities say the person they pulled over was another cop, and what they allegedly did or didn't do has put them at the center of an investigation where the DA is using words like police cover-up, falsifying records, tampering, and official misconduct. Oh, you can imagine there's a buzz down at the precinct where they work. Newsman Mac Rosenberg in our leadoff spot on this Friday.
Officers Michael Calgary and Ryan McLaughlin responded to the crash in Chelsea, where fellow officer Eli Garcia was drunk, and the DA says they never asked him about being intoxicated and that Calgary took off his body camera. Garcia then sped away without any permission and was later arrested for drunk driving. PBA President Pat Hendry.
Their reputations are being tarnished by this DA's office because of assumptions, because what they were thinking, not what they actually did.
DA Bragg says the officers allegedly went to great lengths to protect a fellow officer from accountability. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The cop in question, Garcia, pleaded guilty to driving while ability impaired. There we go. And got a conditional discharge, including an impaired driver program, a 90-day license suspension, and more than a $1,500 fine. He eventually quit the NYPD. Buyer beware. Police are on the hunt for the person who sold a car on Facebook Marketplace for $25,000. Only problem, it wasn't their car to sell. Police say the car was stolen and the unsuspecting buyer forked over the cash and poof. 42-year-old user agreed to meet the seller in front of 230 West 246th Street up in the Bronx. This was Wednesday at 11 a.m. here this week. The Facebook user paid the guy $25,000 in exchange for a 2022 Toyota Highlander. It wasn't even a day later when the 42-year-old was informed, hey, that car stolen, brother. The VIN number was altered and you're riding around in a hot car. The seller, described as a man between 40 and 45, a little heavy set, about 5'8", last seen wearing a gray sweatshirt, black pants, a gray hat, and white sneaks. Translation, a wolf in sheep's clothing. The Wanda ad still open down at City Hall, and today Mayor Mamdani focusing on hiring somebody to run the Department of Community Safety. It's something he talked about during his campaign that would employ civilians to take the load off cops to deal with certain mental health calls. Well, he expounded on it again today.
Former criminal justice coordinator Elizabeth Glazer says there could be many parts to a civilian community safety division. Questions for a new deputy mayor?
What's the through line? Who's going to coordinate it? What's the connection to the police department?
Mayor Mamdani is hoping to have this role established this spring. Glazer says there needs to be clear outlines for an initial response.
The system right now is built for responding to a crisis.
She says the system is not built at this time to resolve the crisis and coordinating long-term care. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
On Staten Island, what in the hello, how you doing, is that? Something smells horrible. Nobody can really figure out where it's coming from. A bean burrito factory? People standing downwind, maybe? No. But everything they've tried to get rid of it doesn't appear to be working. Mary Lynn Buckley put on a gas mask and went over there for us.
On Merrill Avenue in Staten Island, I asked neighbors to take a deep breath.
Sewer and gas every day. Like, I love my candles. At its worst, that doesn't help.
This isn't a smell that's been here all along. It started in December after National Grid completed some work on the block.
So there I go, putting on the air fresheners and everything.
Deborah Phelps-Sita is worried about her own health and her son that has asthma.
Our sewer trap, because I'm in the basement apartment, we have it completely sealed with the plastic that you would seal your windows with. Fire department was here. National Grid was here. So finally, I went to the local town hall meetings to get help. So I was recently told that they put air filters in to help with the smell. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bull's Head.
Yeah, the DEP says we're working closely with the community. We're aware of the issue. We've installed filtration devices in nearby sewer manholes. We'll keep monitoring. Our investigation continues. It stinks here. Please support world peace. And the Knicks need to get Karl Anthony Towns going earlier in the game. Oh, sorry. I stayed up late watching the Knicks lose to Detroit. A saint among us, down under the Brooklyn Bridge. Mary Lynn Buckley found a lady who made it her personal mission to clean up the trash people keep leaving behind at one of New York's most iconic landmarks here.
Smack in the middle of the Brooklyn Bridge, you'd think you'd get a view. But in one spot, it's so full of garbage and keepsakes tied up, you can't see a thing.
Hair ties, it's soiled papers.
Ellen Baum has taken matters into her own hand.
I went out with gloves, garbage bag, and scissors. My thumb was aching by the end of it from that scissor motion, so repetitive.
We ran into two tourists visiting from London doing exactly what Ellen's trying to stop, tying more things to the gates of the bridge.
I think there's nothing wrong with leaving a little keepsake. It carries a bit of sentiment.
We're seeing candy wrappers, dirty socks, pairs of underwear, and even used condoms. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Brooklyn Bridge.
And let me say thank you, Miss Ellen. Thank you for your service, ma'am. Well, they're crossing their fingers. There's a proposal on the table between the remaining striking nurses at Presby and has been sent to the union members for a vote. If they ratify it, the strike is completely over and the nurses will head back to work as early as next week. It would officially end the largest and longest nursing strike in decades. The last holdouts, 4,200 nurses at Presby, weren't happy with the agreement presented by a mediator and one which was ratified by nurses at two other hospitals in the city, Montefiore and Mount Sinai. At issue, better staffing and job security. Nobody's really saying what's different in this final page, but the bottom line, The thing is now headed to the rank and file for a vote. We will keep you posted.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Have you been diagnosed with head or neck cancer? At Kansas City Proton Institute, we're delivering the future of cancer care with state-of-the-art proton therapy right here in KC. Proton therapy means increased precision, reducing side effects like dry mouth, difficulty swallowing, and the loss of taste as compared to conventional radiation. If you've been diagnosed, don't wait. Get your second opinion today and see KC's largest, most experienced proton therapy team. Visit kcpi.com, Kansas City Proton Institute, where you see the best in KC.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the incredible Solaire infrared grills that heat up in just 3 minutes to searing heat and make the juiciest grilled food you've ever had. But don't take my word for it. Try before you buy with the Solaire demo rental program. For only $47, you can use our infrared demo grill for 2 weekends and the week in between in the comfort of your backyard. Test its hot, fast performance and versatility with steak, chicken, fish, pork, veggies, and all the foods your family enjoys. At the end of the demo, just wipe it off and put it in the box for a UPS pickup. Solaire makes it easy. Then you'll receive a coupon for $47 off any new Solaire infrared grill. The Solaire demo rental program will convince you why Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about the amazing USA-made Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire demo rental program at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.